Would You Rather, Spring Themed Edition.
Welcome, welcome to the Rathercast, where this month and every month we share with you a variety of Would You Rather questions. We debate our answers, and we encourage you to do the same with your friends and family. This month, for the month of April, we have springtime questions. We are now in that special time of spring because we passed the spring
equinox.
Wait, ding, ding, ding.
No.
We did as of the release of this episode. Shh, they don't know that we're recording up before the equinox. You're going to ruin our credibility. This is clearly that we have presenting this episode after the equinox.
Supposedly, it's still supposed to freeze.
It might still freeze in between now or, you know, after the equinox. You can't predict the weather quite so perfectly. But here we are. We have spring-themed questions for you. And we are happy and excited to share them and to hear them for the first time ourselves. So okay. Ender is going to be our reader today. Ender, hit us with the first question.
Would you rather have the ability to make flowers bloom instantly wherever you walk, or be able to control the weather and bring sunshine to any rainy day?
Oh,
second one. That's so much better.
Bring sunshine to any rainy day, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Living in Portland, Oregon.
That was easy.
But that other one sounds so cool.
No.
It would be so lovely. You just have fresh blooming flowers following you.
No.
That would be so neat. But I still choose the sunshine.
But what if you walked on the road, then...
Flowers just emerging, ripping the road apart.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think the sunshine to a rainy day. I think we have a consensus on that one.
Yeah.
Question number two.
Would you rather spend a day flying with a flock of migrating birds or have the power to communicate with all the animals waking up from hibernation in the springtime? So what animals wake up in the springtime? Bears? I don't know if
I want to communicate with bears. They sound like they might be grumpy. What else comes out in the springtime? Toads?
I don't know.
Frogs?
What else hibernates?
Butterflies?
Crocodiles, don't they hibernate? Didn't we learn that they stick their little snouts above the ice?
Oh, yeah.
They hibernate. I don't want to talk to crocodiles or bears. What's the other option?
Spend a day flying with a flock of migrating birds.
Oh, I'd love to do that.
That sounds amazing.
Spend a day of flight?
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
Aren't going to get to choose where to go, but...
Yeah, and then when you land for the day, you're going to have to, like, I don't know, find your way home again, but... I don't know. Still sounds good.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Next one.
Would you rather have a garden filled with colorful butterflies that follow you around, or be able to talk to plants and help them grow faster during spring?
Talk to plants and make them grow faster?
That sounds nice.
But I could have a garden full of butterflies that follow me around? It doesn't sound like there's a lot of utility in that.
Yeah.
Whereas I could talk to the plants.
I think that plants would be more useful.
Are the plants going to talk back to me?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what talking to plants means, yeah. You can talk to plants all you want.
I could already talk to plants. But it gets them to grow faster.
Yeah.
I feel like they might get annoyed with me if I'm like, hurry up, plant. And they're like, geez, we get it already.
Yeah.
Going as fast as I can.
Okay.
Yeah. I still think that talking to plants gets them to grow faster. Are you with us on that at
all? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Next one.
Would you rather have the ability to instantly create any type of delicious springtime treat, like ice cream, lemonade, or fresh berries, whenever you want, or be able to jump into any painting of a spring landscape and explore it?
Ooh.
Any type of delicious springtime treat. That would be amazing. I'm cold. I want a glass of ice water. Or
that's your springtime treat, ice water? My goodness. Not even like sorbet or like...
Well, yeah. I could be like, I'm really, really hot. I want a cup of ice cream.
A springtime treat, like fresh asparagus.
Yeah, that... Yeah, like, and there's like a springtime treat, cucumbers.
Fresh asparagus. I would like fresh asparagus whenever I want. Yeah. But wait, what was the second option in there?
Be able to jump into any painting of a spring landscape and explore
it. I don't know. I think the treat one sounds more fun.
Yeah.
And delicious.
Yeah.
Delicious.
I think we've agreed on every question so far. What's next?
Yeah. Would you rather have the agility and speed of a bunny hopping through spring meadows, or the grace and elegance of a butterfly fluttering through a garden?
So bunny, it doesn't bunny, say bunny.
You would not be a bunny. You have the grace and elegance of a butterfly, or the hoppingness of a bunny.
Oh, so it'd still be me.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to be me and hop like a bunny.
Yeah.
Boing, I want to be boing. Me and be a butterfly.
Really?
Yeah. A bunny sounds fun, but flapping, fluttering through a garden would be more fun.
All right. Our first disagreement. How does it feel to be wrong?
Hey, watch it. It's not wrong.
I know. It's your would you rather answer. That's all good. Next question, please.
Would you rather have the power to make rainbows appear on command or be able to breathe underwater and explore the blossoming life beneath the surface of spring, ponds, and lakes?
Oh, definitely number two.
You want to explore the murky springtime?
I'm going to go with one. I think one is...
making a rainbow.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
I'd be like, boom, rainbow. Because
you couldn't
rainbow.
Just like go to the public pool and say, dive in and then be able to breathe. You would have to go to a murky springtime pond.
Oh, I get to
pond.
Breathe underwater?
Yeah.
Yes, but you couldn't just go to a pool.
But I can't see anything under in a murky springtime pond.
How do you know it's murky?
Because it's a pond. That's just by definition.
Or a lake.
Like, can you see in a... Have you ever been underwater in a lake and opened your eyes? Or through goggles? I mean, you can't see anything. You can see like 2 inches.
Yeah, the one place you can see is... What's it called?
Nobody
is like
said...
a clear lake or something?
No,
it's like called
and
Clear Lake.
Oh.
It's... What's it called? It's the park and...
Crater Lake?
Yes, Crater
Lake.
Crater Lake is crystal clear.
Oh, cool.
Ender, can you read us that second option again? Because I'm pretty sure it said... See the blossoming.
Able to breathe underwater and explore the blossoming life beneath the surface of spring ponds and lakes.
Oh, it says explore. Doesn't guarantee that you can see it.
You probably can't see.
But maybe you have a special light that would illuminate.
Yeah.
I'm
going with number two.
I would like to make a rainbow.
I'm
going to
take my chances with number two with LO, I think.
I want to say rainbow.
Rainbow. And we'll be underwater. We'll let you know how it goes, and then we'll come enjoy your rainbows. Next question, please.
Now, would you rather spend a day picnicking in a field of blooming wildflowers or have the opportunity to visit a magical forest where every tree is adorned with sparkling fairy lights during spring evenings?
Well, the second one sounds way better. The first one just sounds like my springtime picnic would attract so many bees.
You'd have to bring a bee net.
So basically, I hear that question as, would you rather get stung a lot or have a really cool time in this other place?
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and skip the stings. Do you, Elo?
Yeah.
I'm also going to skip the stings.
Yeah. Smart, smart. Next question.
Would you rather have the ability to understand and speak to baby animals learning to navigate the world in spring or be able to jump into puddles and splash without ever getting wet?
No.
Well, that's a little bit.
Wait a minute. I want to wait. The whole point of jumping in the puddles is to get wet. That seems like, what's the advantage there? I guess some people like the splashing, but they don't like the results.
I don't like getting wet.
Oh, so you would enjoy that feature.
Well, yes, but I also don't like splashing.
Yeah, she says the kid who splashes me every time we get in a pool together. I still think so I get to communicate with the baby animals.
Yeah, totally. Definitely. That would be
amazing.
Oh,
and lure them onto my dinner plate.
Hey.
Watch it. You're going to stare.
Hey there, Mr. Baby Duck. Just climb into this pot. Don't worry that the water's getting hotter. It's all good.
Yeah.
Okay, one more question? Or two more?
Two more. Second to last. Would you rather be able to spring the scents of spring flowers into any room you enter or have the power to paint the sky with vibrant sunset colors every evening?
Wait, what's the first part?
Bring the scents of spring flowers into any room you
enter. The scent?
Yeah.
Oh, I could make any room smell like springtime flowers.
That would be amazing. That would be really cool.
Or, well, with this one of these children around, I think I could definitely go for the ability to fill the room with springtime flowers. But the other one sound like I could paint the sky with...
Yeah, but it's only in the evening, which means it's already going to be a sunset.
Right, and there's already nice sunsets. Yeah, the scent thing does sound better. Are you going with that one?
I know, but you could paint the sky like...
Well, you should do that.
No more putting my feet in baths just to wash them.
What? Your feet in what?
Baths just to wash them.
Just to wash your feet? What are you talking about?
You make me wash my feet.
Well, there's a reason for that. Oh, you think the springtime flowers would...
The flower scent would cover that up?
There's springtime. No amount of flower scent that would, would overcome... the smell of children's feet. I'm
Watch
afraid.
It.
Okay. Last question, I think.
Last one. Would you rather have a pair of wings to fly freely among the cherry blossoms, or the ability to create intricate sculptures out of the clouds floating across the spring sky? Intricate sculptures.
I want to be able to manipulate the cloud shapes. That sounds awesome.
That would
awesome.
Be amazing. I could like put words in. Ender.
Wait a minute. Do you know how to spell any bad words? I don't trust you.
I mean...
And then, you could like, if we were on opposite sides of town, I could control the clouds to like write messages and then you could write back.
No, because
and then everyone, cool. It's not going to be secret.
Well, it's public. Yeah, you got to keep it clean, everyone. It's all good. But I'm going cloud writing. That sounds awesome.
I'm going to go use
I'm
going to
start a cloud writing business. That's going to be so cool.
Hey.
Well, I think we did it. Those were 10 spring themed would you rather questions. We will be back in the month of May with some new questions. Why? Why would we come back? Because we have more Would You Rather questions on the way. Maybe some guests. Maybe some things we haven't even thought of yet.
Maybe some weird things.
Maybe some weird things. Please, weirder than even guests. You. So we'll be here. We can't wait to catch you next time on...
The Rathercast. That was me. The Rathercast. The Rathercast.
The Rathercast.
Three, two, one.
The Schmathercast. Would you rather show your love for the Rathercast by supporting the show or crush the hopes and dreams of a dad and his two sons? Make the right choice and learn how you can help by checking the show notes or visiting therathercast.com. You can also submit a Would You Rather question of your own to be considered for a future episode by emailing therathercast@gmail.com.